American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Got a great staff there in Sacramento.
That's Mark Lacey, a fourth-generation cattleman who ranches on the east side of the Sierra Nevada Mountains in Inyo and Mono counties. He's also the president-elect of the California Cattlemen's Association, which is based in Sacramento. And he noted that the association does not have a robust bank account for heavy-up lobbying.
By number standpoint and from a monetary standpoint, we don't have the money to throw around in Sacramento to, you know, try to get help from politicians.
Certainly not like one big lobbying group that's just come on the scene suddenly.
The new largest ag lobby in California now is the pot growers. They've got tons of money. So we on a daily basis, we're going up against lobbies with a lot more money and representing most of them, larger numbers of people.
Lacey said the association is certainly grateful for the work that Justin Oilfield does. He's the vice president of government affairs, and also Kirk Wilbur, director of government affairs in Sacramento. They do what they can.
And we've been, we've had some disappointments with some legislation, but we pick around the edges. We've had some small victories. I just got notified that the governor signed a bill that we sponsored to try to give landowners relief under that Senate Bill 88, which required mandatory monitoring of all diversions.
And we're talking water diversions.
You know, in California, and it's a real financial hardship, most of it because of the way the law was written, what type of devices would be required to monitor all this when it recorded on a daily basis.
Again, how would you possibly monitor water diversions on 5,000 acres?
Well, it can be very costly. I mean, I just give you an example. I've got one of the ranches I manage has about 35 diversions on it, and the cost to install the weirs and devices to measure and calibrate everything was about $20,000 per diversion.
$20,000 per diversion. And Lacey describes the typical water diversion.
They vary. Most of the irrigation on this side of the Sierras is not what you see in the San Joaquin Valley. Not a lot of concrete ditches or real defined canals with big gates or anything on it. Most of it's diverted right out of the streams. You know, some of the ones on the ranches I manage, they're still like a 4-foot box in the stream that you put boards in to block the water or raise the level to divert it into another ditch. And some of those are still left over from the 1800s.
That's Mark Lacey, a California cattleman and president-elect of the California Cattlemen's Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.